AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel said it rescued a hostage from an underground tunnel in Gaza. The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
He has been identified as a 52-year-old member of Israel's Bedouin Arab community. His name is Kaid Farhan Al-Qadi. We know he has a large family. He has 11 children, and we are seeing very joyous, dramatic images of his family greeting him at a hospital in southern Israel.
Details of the rescue were not released. Consumers have felt more confident this month as their future outlook improves.
The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose nearly a point and a half this month from July. Consumer spending accounts for nearly 70% of U.S. economic activity and is closely watched for signs of how consumers are feeling. They were not feeling as good much of the past 2 years amid high inflation and higher borrowing costs. But PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the Federal Reserve seems ready to offer relief.
Consumers expect that interest rates will move lower through the rest of this year and into next year.
Fed officials strongly suggest they will drop the benchmark rate next month from a 23-year high. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Bond was denied in Florida for former Sheriff's Deputy Eddie Duran. He's charged with manslaughter in the shooting of a black Air Force senior airman who answered his apartment door while holding a gun pointed at the floor. Rod Smith is Duran's attorney.
Obviously, we made the trip out here for the purposes today of trying to get him out now. He can be released. He could be released now until such time as he serves. They know he's going to show up. We turned him in.
Duran was fired after an internal investigation concluded his life was not in danger when he opened fire. Two workers were killed in an explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. This is AP News. Mariah Carey says her mother and her sister died on the same day, apparently in separate events. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Mariah Carey says in a statement her heart is broken that she lost her mother Patricia this past weekend, and she feels blessed that she spent the last week with her. Carey says in a tragic turn of events, her sister Allison died on the same day. Carey did not give details on the deaths, but the Times Union reports Allison died of complications with her organ function and had been in hospice. Carey's relationships with her mother and her sister have been complicated. She was largely estranged from her sister, but maintained contact with her mother. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The NFL's Washington Commanders home field will now be known as Northwest Stadium after the team announced an agreement with Northwest Federal Credit Union. The stadium had been called FedEx Field starting in 1999. FedEx ended its stadium naming rights agreement in February. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.